Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. And I look forward to sharing with you the message that I began last week, which I've entitled, The Sin of Opposing God. And sin is a very serious subject. We don't hear a lot about sin today because I'm speaking now in generalities. Many churches desire to be seeker-friendly. They don't want to say things that might put people off or offend them. But beloved, let me tell you, Jesus said He did not come to bring peace on the earth but a sword. And those who are of the truth will hear His words. Sometimes it might not just be once, it might take several times, but eventually in the course of a human life, those who are good seed will, even if it's on their deathbed, acknowledge Jesus, that He truly is the way, the truth, and the life. And so sin is a serious subject. And what we've been looking at in the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, in that general area, we've been looking at an experience in the life of Saul when the Lord sent the prophet Samuel to him to give him a specific, clear, and concise message. And if you're familiar with that passage of Scripture, the command was to utterly destroy the Amalekites. He didn't. And so this subject that I'm sharing with you, the sin of opposing God, deals with stubbornness and rebellion. Rebellion, the prophet Samuel said in rebuking Saul, was as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Now, when we hear that word stubborn, we tend to think, oh, you know, that's not such necessarily a bad trait. If someone's really stubborn to see a job through or stubborn to accomplish something, yet that's, we understand the general sense and meaning, but that's not really what stubborn means. Someone that is using stubbornness in a good way perhaps prefers to endurance or persevering in something until there's victory, until there's success or accomplishment. But stubbornness, by definition, is not a good trait. It is, by definition, unreasonably or perverse, unyielding attitude, difficult to handle, manage, or treat, performed or carried on in an unyielding, obstinate, or persistent manner. And the reason I'm taking the time to share this is because, unfortunately, in our own lives, especially sometimes as we grow older, we tend to be stubborn and set in our ways. We want to do things the way we think they should be done. We have our opinions, our attitudes, and we're not open to change. But Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And a good, healthy child is open to impression. They're teachable, tractable. And beloved, God is searching for a true heart relationship with His people. That's His desire for fellowship since the beginning of time. When He set Adam and Eve in the garden, He delighted in the fellowship that He shared with them. And so my purpose is to help you to understand of what God is doing in this hour. He's wanting to instill awareness and understanding of His ways, His character, and He wants to do that through a love relationship, which depends on our ability to respond with sensitivity and yieldedness. And why? If we will obey what He tells us, it is for our good. He knows all things at the moment, just like a child. If you're a parent, you give the child a command not to touch the stove, they may not understand understand it. If they're obedient, they will obey you and remain safe. If they disobey and are rebellious, they suffer the potential of being seriously burned. And so, as a parent, you understand what your children don't. God's just the same way with us, beloved. He knows and understands the things that we don't, because His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so, it's impossible to really summarize all that I shared last week. If you'd like to rehear, or if you didn't hear, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But we've been looking at the results of stubbornness, and we were looking at an example given in the Bible, which was the first king of Israel, Saul. What were his character traits? Well, he had an unyielded will. But we want to look at the root cause of that, and we did. We found that he was deceived. Self-deception is a terrible thing, because you know what? You don't realize you're deceived. It's the inability to perceive truth. When Samuel came to him, he said, "Oh, blessed be the Lord." He said, "I have fulfilled the commandment of the Lord." He really thought he had. He had not done what God had specifically asked. He was in the realm of carnal thinking, and in he was attempting to justify himself. When Samuel rebuked him, he had an argumentative spirit. He was refusing to be honest. There was a lack of self-honesty. He put the blame on the people. And it wasn't until Samuel the prophet specifically declared that what was the spiritual truth operating in this situation, which is rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. It was only then he was able to say, "I sinned." But at that point in time, God had seen his heart. You see, God is constantly searching our heart. Yours and mine, beloved, brother and sister, everything you do, the smallest thing, there's not a word in our tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou understandest our thought afar off. And beloved, what I want to do, we're just going to get into it this broadcast, we're going to look at the consequences of stubbornness. Last week I shared that we all have a destiny, but when we align ourselves with the enemy, and beloved, that's what we're doing when we're stubborn. If we are following God, being obedient to God, we delight to do His will. As the psalmist said, His law is within our heart. Jesus said very clearly, no man can serve two masters. You're even serving God or you're serving the enemy. Maybe unwittingly, but nonetheless, that's what the unsaved people of the world, they think they're free. They don't know that they're in bondage to the evil one. So basically, as Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. There's either God or mammon, there's Christ or Antichrist. And so with the trait of stubbornness, you're aligning yourself with the enemy. You're in danger of God's judgment. His long-suffering is wonderful. He's sowing so patient, our God, but His long-suffering is limited. That's why we haven't seen people say, "Well, why? How come God can allow all this evil in the world? How come little children suffer?" Well, beloved, because God is not willing that any should perish, and He is suffering long with mankind to give them as much time as possible to get them to turn their hearts to the Lord. But there's time coming, beloved, that His wrath will replace His mercy. If you want to see what His wrath is like, just read the book of Revelation. When you see God's long-suffering has ended, and He begins to pour out terrible judgments upon the earth, such as the earth and mankind has never seen. So we are personally in danger of God's judgment if we continue to stiffen our neck. He who stiffens his neck and is often reproved shall be cut off suddenly, and that without remedy. And so, beloved, we have to understand that if there is something in your life right now, you might think, "Oh, well, God's grace covers it." Well, thank God for His grace, but His grace is not cheap. And I am speaking a warning to some of you who are happen to be listening right now, that if you know you have an area in your life that you're really backslid, you're walking in sin, and you're just, I've known people, they just try to cover up their sin and say, well, you know, I'll repent tomorrow. I'll repent when I'm done. Beloved, or I want to live now, and, you know, when I get older, then I'll repent and really start serving God. Beloved, a time may come when repentance is not possible. I shared a stanza from a poem that I don't know where I got it from, but it so expresses this truth. There is a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's patience and His wrath. And so we did look last week at the consequences of stubbornness. You align yourself with the enemy. You're in danger of God's judgment. But now I want to begin a foundation of another terrible consequence, which is the exclusion from God's divine plan. You know, beloved, it's not just personal loss to us, but there's a corporate picture to be considered. You think that if you don't walk in God's plan for your life, if you sin, if you fall short, well, you know, that's between you and God. No, beloved, it really isn't, because the scriptures declare that we are a body fitly framed together. Every single cell of your body is important, and if those cells start to be diseased or damaged, beloved, your whole body knows it. We function, there are the multitude of people across the face of the earth that are members of the body of Christ, but nonetheless, the health of the body of Christ is affected by the health of the individual members. He puts in His body severally as He wills, according to His design. And so it's so important, beloved, we don't want to be excluded from God's plan. And what we're going to look at on tomorrow's broadcast is Saul's failure denied his part in God's plan for his generation. And we're going to look at that in detail. I'm sharing some really heavy and very profound things, so I hope you can be with us tomorrow at this same time. Now, in just a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information, and beloved, my heart yearns. In fact, when I get broadcast done, I am looking forward to, I've got a stack of mail I want to go to answer, and I have such a heart of love for those who write in, for my UCM partners, so I invite you to write. Send your prayer requests, and it'll be between you and the Lord and I. And I'll pray for you personally and send back what God gives. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.